Ibsen's Ghosts Extract, Act 3.
There wasn't another soul except your Rivens has ever touched the candles down there.
So you keep saying, but I certainly cannot recollect ever having a candle in my hand.
Yet I saw it clear as daylight, how your Reverence took the candle and snuffed it out with your fingers and threw away the wick amongst the shavings.
And you stood and watched?
Yes, I saw it plain as a pikestaff, I did.
It's quite beyond my comprehension. Besides, it has never been my habit to snuff out candles with my fingers.
And terrible risky it looked too, that it did. But is there such a deal of harm done after all, your Reverence?
Oh, don't ask me.
And your Reverence hasn't insured it neither?
No, I've told you so.
Not insured. And then to go straight away and set light to the whole thing. Lord, what a misfortune.
Aye, you may well say that, Engstrand.
And to think that such a thing should happen to a benevolent institution that was to have been a blessing both to town and country. The newspapers won't be treating your Reverence very kindly, I imagine.
No, that is just what I'm thinking about. That is almost the worst part of it. All the malicious attacks and insinuations. Oh, it makes me shudder to think of it.